Greetings, my Kardec Radio friends, from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
Today we will complete Preludes to the Return from the Spirits book by Allan Kardec, questions 341 to 343. Then we will start on the joining of the soul with the body and abortion, covering questions 344 to 351.
Enjoy.
Question 341. Is a spirit's uncertainty as to the probability of successfully enduring the trials it will experience in life a cause of anxiety before its incarnation?
It is a cause of great anxiety because the trials of its existence will either delay or hasten its evolution, depending on whether they are born well or badly.
Question 342. At the moment of its reincarnation, is the spirit accompanied by spirit friends who come to assist with its departure from the spirit world, just as they come to meet it when it returns?
That depends on the sphere the spirit inhabits. If it belongs to a sphere in which affection reigns, spirits who love it accompany it up to the last moment, encouraging it, and quite frequently following it during its lifetime.
Question 343. Are the spirit friends who follow us throughout life those who we sometimes see in our dreams and who show their affection for us even though we do not recognize them physically?
Quite often they are. They come to visit you as you would visit a prisoner in jail.
The joining of the soul with the body, abortion. Question 344. At what moment does the soul actually join the body?
The union begins at conception, but is only complete at the moment of birth. From the moment of conception, the spirit designated to inhabit a given body is connected to it by a fluidic tie, which gets tighter and tighter up to the instant the child is born. The newborn's cries announce that it has entered the number of the living and the servants of God.
Question 345. Is the union between the spirit and body definitive from the moment of conception? In other words, during this first stage, could the spirit refuse to inhabit the body that has been designated for it?
The union is definitive in the sense that no other spirit can replace the one who has been designated for that particular body. However, since the ties that bind it are very tenuous and easy to break, they may actually be severed by the will of a spirit who recoils from the trial it has chosen. In that case, the child does not survive.
Question 346. What happens to a spirit if the body it has chosen dies before birth?
It chooses another.
Sub-question 346. What could be the usefulness of such premature death?
The imperfections of matter are frequently the cause of such deaths.
Question 347. What usefulness can a spirit derive from incarnating into a body that dies a few days after birth?
Such a being does not yet have a sufficiently developed consciousness of its existence. The importance of its death is almost null. As we have already said, these cases are often meant as a trial for the parents.
Question 348. Does the spirit know beforehand that the body it has chosen will have no chance of surviving?
It knows sometimes, but if it chooses it for that reason, it does so in order to avoid its upcoming trial.
Question 349. When a particular incarnation fails for a spirit for any reason, is it immediately furnished with another existence?
Not always immediately. The spirit requires time to make another choice, unless an immediate reincarnation had been previously decided upon.
Question 350. Once definitively united to the body of a child, and therefore no longer able to withdraw, does the spirit sometimes regret the choice it has made?
Do you mean if as an incarnate spirit it might complain about its life, or if it would like to have another? Yes. Does it regret the choice it made? No. Because it does not even remember having made the choice in the first place. Once incarnate, a spirit cannot regret a choice of which it has no awareness, but it may find the burden to be too heavy, and if it thinks the burden is beyond its strength to endure, it may resort to suicide.
Question 351. In the interval between conception and birth, do spirits enjoy all their faculties?
More so or less so, depending on the phase of the gestation, because during that time they are not yet fully incarnated. They are only attached to the body. At the moment of conception, confusion begins to envelop the spirit, and it is thereby warned that the time has come to start a new existence. This confusion increases until the time of birth. In the meantime, its state is more or less that of an incarnate spirit during sleep. As the moment of birth approaches, its ideas are erased, as well as its memory of the past, which it is no longer conscious of once it returns to life on the earth. But the memory returns little by little when it re-enters the spirit state.